It is. It's the first time it's ever been done here on this scale in Pensacola, any kind of event like this.
There have been other conventions over the time. There's Fandom Con and Paracon has been around. Have you taken and seen what they have done in this area and said, yeah, this just might work?
Absolutely. We have good relationships with Paracon. We've got a table there, and they're going to have a table at our convention. It's just that we've decided to do something a little bit bigger. We really wanted to go after some bigger names that would draw people in, and obviously you can see from our venues with using the Pensacola Bay Center and the Grand Hotel. The Grand Hotel is sold out. We've also added pretty much every business in downtown as a part of this as well. So we really wanted to take over the city is what we wanted to do. And that's, I think we've succeeded.
When this idea started, did you think it was going to grow this big?
No. I mean, I've had this idea forever. Pretty much I've wanted to do a convention. I started going to conventions when I was about 10. So it's always been something I've wanted to do, and I've done events in Pensacola for a long time, but nothing of this grand scale. And when we first envisioned this, we thought we would use the Grand Hotel, and we'd bring in a couple of big-name guests, and we'd have the convention there for the weekend, and it just kind of snowballed from there to be one of the largest first-year conventions in the country.
Let's talk about some of those guests. I mean, there are names there that everybody knows. When did you start getting the names rolling in and saying, hey, these people are starting to say yes?
Well, the first guest that we decided to go for was Peter Mayhew, because Peter Mayhew is Chewbacca. Chewbacca crosses all generations of Star Wars fans, going back to the people who saw it when they were 8 years old, like I did, all the way up to the kids who are watching him now on the Clone Wars. He's a character on there in the Lego shows. He's a part of all of that. So he's been through every iteration, even the prequels. Chewbacca has been there. I wanted to get Peter here. And once we got Peter here, I think we started to believe that we could get more and more people. And as we've gone along, it has just grown that way. We try to be all inclusive because we want to have something for everyone. For instance, the Power Rangers. That skipped my generation. That's a little after my time. But there are people who are incredibly excited about the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers being here. You know, anime, we have Monica Rial, who's been in probably every anime that the kids have watched out there today. She's been a voice actress in those. So, you know, we even have science guests coming in. Pamela Gay, who is a world-renowned astrophysicist, astronomer. She's worked with Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye and all of these people. She's coming in to give a speech. And then comic artists. We have Neil Adams, probably one of the most legendary comic artists. I mean, I don't think there's anybody more influential alive right now than Neil Adams. So he'll be here. And Mike Grell, who's done amazing work, like the Arrow TV show that's very popular right now. Pretty much that's pulled from what the work that Mike Grell did in the 80s and 90s on Green Arrow. And then the media guests, like you said, we have Billy Dee Williams, the Battlestar Galactica reunion we're having. We have four guests coming from Battlestar Galactica, all the Colonial Warriors, Dirk Benedict, Richard Hatch, Anne Lockhart, and Herb Jefferson are all coming together. Deep Roy, the actor who's been in everything. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie. He was in Eastbound and Down. He's been in, he was in The Neverending Story, going back to another cult classic from kind of a lot of our childhood. So we just tried to pull in as many different kinds of guests as we can.
What are you expecting? I mean, I'm sure you've seen pre-sales. What are you expecting for attendance?
Well, I think we'll have anywhere between 5,000 and 10,000 people. Pre-sales are very strong, and in the last days leading up to the convention, they've been incredibly strong.
Besides the guests, what else is going to be in the center that you know, people can walk around and see?
The first floor of the Bay Center, we have a group called SuperCon 2K coming in, and they're a video gaming group, and they're going to bring all of the latest console gaming devices, and they'll be having tournaments all weekend. The whole floor of the Civic Center is going to be nothing but vendor space. We have over 100 different spaces with over 62 different vendors. That's also where we'll have the TARDIS from Doctor Who, which is an officially licensed TARDIS from Doctor Who will be there. We'll have the Christine car from the movie Christine will be there. And then when you get to the second floor, that's where all of our artists. We have over 25 artists, nationally recognized comic book artists who work for the big companies, Marvel, DC, Image Comics. They're all going to be up there signing things, selling prints, things like that. And then we'll also have our celebrities on the second floor of the Bay Center who will be signing autographs all weekend. They won't be like, there's not scheduled times. A lot of people have asked us, when will this person be there? They're going to be there all weekend, and they're going to be there to meet you and talk and sign autographs and shake hands. We'll also have panels all weekend long, so you can go in and see, for instance, if you wanted to hear about Star Wars, you could go in and hear Peter Mayhew and Daniel Logan, who played the young Boba Fett, and John Morton, who was Dak, Luke's gunner in The Empire Strikes Back. They're all going to be together on a panel talking about their experiences working on Star Wars. Saturday night, we have a huge costume contest with cash prizes that's going to be judged by the folks from the Sci-Fi Channel shows Face Off, RJ Hattie, and Monica Lee and Riddle from Heroes of Cosplay on those shows. They're actually going to judge our contest for us. And then if that's not enough, downtown has really come on board. So on Friday night, the 21st, we'll be sponsoring Gallery Night. So, and then Saturday night, we have 10 or 12 different parties now that are happening at different venues all around downtown Pensacola.
You sound like a kid in a candy store. How much fun is this?
It's been a blast. It's really, it's a lot of hard work, but it's very rewarding work.
Planning Pensacon 2 yet in your head?
We are. We've been planning it for months now, so can't give any secrets away yet, but we're already talking about guests and everything.
Mike Ensley is the chairman of Pensacon, which takes over the Bayfront Center and much of downtown Pensacola this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can hear my entire conversation with Mike on our website, wuwf.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.